gold-plated diapers.
Hey, Jellyheads, and welcome to another episode of
Lapdoodle Forum,
the show where we discuss the strange occurrences in society and culture
and provide our insight and feedback for you to enjoy.
Welcome to the show.
All right.
We're your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
Matt Buckley.
Now, no guest tonight. Why didn't you bring Bubba with you?
I mentioned I was doing it tonight, but he didn't seem interested, so he probably has some work or Bubba-related things to...
Why didn't you drag Micah with you?
Because I don't know where he lives.
Why didn't you drag Ulysses with you?
I don't know where he lives either.
Why is Josh Gates not here?
Because he's adventuring right now.
We should start. This is the beginning of our campaign to get Josh Gates on our show. Everybody tweet Josh Gates.
That's what I was just about to say. Tweet hashtag Josh Gates on Flapdoodle. Let's make it happen, folks.
This is a show about the weird, strange, and what there's no better man than Josh
I'm thinking
Gates.
If we can get like 10,000 people to tweet that, it might garner enough attention for him to take notice.
So, start tweeting.
He'll be like
Josh Gates
in New Zealand or something, and he'll get like a message from his publicist or whatever saying, man, you have to go on this podcast. All your fans are demanding it.
I think we got a new mission. All right, Matt, I have an article. You have an article.
How do you know I have an article?
Well, because then it would just be me talking to you, and that's no fun.
Sounds like fun to me, but yes, I do have an article.
Well, do you want to go first, or should I?
I'll go first.
Okay. Take it away.
Okay. This story comes from 12 News.
What's 12 News? Is that a local?
It's a local station.
In?
Beaumont. Where's Beaumont? Beaumont. I don't know.
Dude.
It doesn't say. It just says Beaumont. Title of the article is... Beaumont police cite man dressed as banana carrying AK-47. Now this,
can you elaborate?
I will. But the story kind of reminds me of those WTF moments that we experience every now and again,
where you
just see something. It's just like something just so strange and so inexplicable that you have no choice but to just kind of take it in for a moment and then move on. Like your story with that samurai girl.
Oh, yeah. Have I talked about it on this show?
I don't know. You'll have to bring it up at some point, recap. Or that person we saw with the giant, like, teddy bear, like... giant stuffed animal, like, leaning over their windowsill on, like, a second or third story building, like, smashing it against the side. So anyway, Beaumont police were called to East X Freeway near Highway 105 Saturday morning by people complaining about a man dressed as a banana holding an AK-47. Derek Poe, owner of Golden Triangle Tactical, told 12 News Saturday that it was part of the store's grand opening after moving locations from Parkdale
Mall. Wait, so this is a promotional stunt for a store?
Apparently. Poe said the man in the banana suit was holding an AK-47 across his back, with the barrel pointing down, holding a sign with an arrow pointing towards the store. He said this idea was to attract customers to the store. A Beaumont police spokesperson said officers temporarily detained the 18-year-old and found he had the rifle with a drum magazine attached with at least a 50-round capacity. The spokesperson said the teen was cited for violating a city ordinance that prohibits soliciting in and along highways. And some additional information here. In December, Poe was stopped by police inside Parkdale Mall for carrying an assault rifle along his back.
Wait, twice?
Yeah, I guess he did it before, not in a banana suit.
Wait, the 18-year-old's not the owner of this store, is he?
No.
No?
I don't think so, anyway.
But his boss has told him about this highway twice?
I guess. Well, no, I think the first time he was just carrying a gun around.
Okay.
Because it doesn't, for the second time, it doesn't say that it was related to any sort of promotional thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Is there nothing?
With that incident, it says his gun was seized and he was charged with disorderly conduct because witnesses were claimed they were scared for their lives.
Was there something? Wait, was the gun loaded?
It doesn't say.
It just said the capacity for it.
Right.
I sure hope it wasn't loaded because there's no reason for it to be. Is there nothing a banana can't sell? Can you put a banana man costume on any street corner and it would sell anything? If you, all right, say.
You didn't give me a chance to answer that question.
All right. Okay. Answer it, Matt.
I don't think a banana could sell anything.
You don't think so?
No.
All right,
there's got to be some sort of limitations.
What's your favorite thing to buy? hobby of yours?
Just like overall?
Yeah, it's a hobby of yours. And you spend a good amount of money.
Video games, electronics.
All right, okay. What if you saw a banana on the side of the road advertising a sale 50% off on the latest Xbox One game? He's got it in his hand.
I'd say, what does a banana have anything to do with a video game?
No, but hear me out, man. All right. You just see, all right, so on one side of the street.
Is the banana dancing?
All right, so there's two stores. They both have the same game. They both have the same sale. On one side of the street is just this little teenage kid. He's got his game in his hand, and he's waving it, saying, hey, Game Blorp is selling Super Extreme Xbox One to Go video game.
Okay.
And on the other side of the street, selling the same game, it's a man in a banana costume from...
You know, first off, this is very implausible. I don't know of anywhere where there's a street with two video game stores facing across from each other. This would never happen.
This is 1995.
I still don't know of any stores in 1995 that were that close in proximity.
2000.
All right, that's better. I'm not really the type to be persuaded solely by a banana.
Now, which one would you go with? You go with the guy who's the boring kid?
Neither, based on that, I would need to know price comparison.
It already says they're both offering 50% off in the
same price.
Yeah, the game, it's the same game. And you know that the game's selling for $60.
And it's 50% off at both stores.
Yep, both stores. And you're kind of indifferent to either store at this moment. But one, you just see this guy kind of just doing a generic ad campaign. The other guy's wearing a banana costume. Which one do you feel compelled to visit instead? Be honest now, man. You'd go to the banana store, wouldn't you? You'd go to the banana store.
You think you have me all figured out.
No, I know you. I've known you since 8th grade.
Yeah, it was 8th grade, wasn't it? I can't really put myself in that situation, but maybe I would go to the banana one.
Ah! See, a banana can sell anything.
Well, yeah. Apparently, even the word banana has some marketing power. If, you know, they named a store the Banana Republic, bananas.
Bananas. So, what happened to this poor boy? Is he... Well,
the article
didn't
say.
A poor boy because he's got a habit of walking around on the side of highways with guns.
He's 18. He's legal adult. He's no longer a boy, Lucas.
This man must
take accountability for his actions.
So do you think he should be put away for wearing a banana costume?
He shouldn't be put away for wearing a banana costume. He should be put away for wearing a banana costume and carrying around a gun.
So if he was carrying around a gun without the banana costume, it'd be kosher, right? Be okay.
No.
What if he was dressed as a cow?
Where's a legal consultant when you need one? I don't know. And I was going to say something, and now I forgot what it was.
Did it have to do with guns?
Guns, bananas. Banana costume, guns,
banana poster,
cows,
banana milkshake, banana split.
We're getting close.
Ice cream?
No.
I want some ice cream.
I lost it. All right.
College? Basketball.
I mean, it's just weird. Like, why would you use a banana to promote guns and ammunition?
Didn't we just go through this whole conversation? What does a banana not sell?
What? That's a double negative.
It's more like a triple, like...
I guess...
What doesn't not is doesn't is.
Bananas and gorilla suits are just kind of these generally used...
Would you buy a gun
costumes?
Off of Dr. Sergeant Monkeyhead? Wait, no.
Where's Bubba when you need him? He would know this.
Dr. Sergeant Monkeyhead, Von Esquire, Junior Senior the Third.
Yep, absolutely. His reputation precedes him. So... Luke, do you want to quickly tell us that story with the...
Yes.
While we're on the topic of these WTF moments.
These WTF moments, you know, we've texted each other once in a while. I was like, hey, man, I just had a WTF moment. Well, I was traveling. This is back when I used to be a house painter working for my stepfather. And we were driving down towards a location. And we passed this, like, super skinny girl walking barefoot down the road with a katana on her hip. First time we passed by, and I was like, wait a minute, that girl's got a sword. And my stepfather's like, no. His brother's like, no, she had a sword. She's like, and he goes, after driving, he's like, you got my, I'm too curious. So he turns the car around and starts driving, yep. I suppose. And he goes, what the fuck? As we pass by, this girl's got this sword on her, and
wasn't she stopped by the police or something too?
Yeah, we go to the site, and you know, I get left behind to start the work while he goes and takes care of something, goes into town, maybe to buy more paint or something. And he calls me up. It's like, yeah, I saw her again, and this time the police were pulled over, and she was showing them some paperwork, as if like she had a permit to have this sword or something.
I'm thinking maybe she was on her way to like a convention or something. And wasn't there this other time you were at the gym or something and you saw someone who, I can't remember who, looked eerily like a public figure or celebrity or something?
Oh, I've seen a few. I kept that for a while in the gym. It was during like election season. I kept seeing people that looked like political celebrities. I saw somebody that looked like Buddy Romer. I think I still see him there from time to time. He looked like a skinny version of Buddy Romer. Then there was this guy that looked vaguely like Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a couple other guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, some characters.
I remember you would text me about.
Yep. It's like, I saw another one today.
Dude, I was at the gym today and I saw somebody who looked just like Na Na Na. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
It's been lots of times I've been at the gym and for a moment I thought it was somebody I recognized.
That happens to me a lot too. And it seems to happen more frequently at the gym for some reason. As opposed to anywhere else out in public.
I know what you're talking about. But it's like, wait a minute. Well, one reason, one person I know is like, I know they go to that gym, but they've never gone at this time of day. So for a second there, I thought it was them. But then other times, it's just like, oh, wait, no. It's not
or that. I see people like, if you were to look at them head on, they wouldn't look like anybody else that I know. But
profile.
Yeah, like the profile or like the other day, I saw somebody at the gym from behind look just like Pat. Like he had the haircut, like the figure and everything, and then he turns around and looks completely different.
And the same thing, there's a guy that some guys I keep running I keep seeing that look like Dallas. And I know he goes to that gym, so I think every time it's like, oh hey, I can oh wait, no, that's not him.
He looks like him from the side or the back.
Yeah. It's like the same height, same hair from behind the build and everything. But he turns around and it's like, oh, that's not him.
Oh, it's always so funny when stuff like that happens. Oh, all right.
So
good
my
talk.
Turn?
Yeah.
Turn? All right. Next topic. Hashtag Josh Gates Flapdoodle. Hashtag Josh Gates on Flapdoodle.
You're just going to keep dropping that subliminally?
Yeah.
Maybe our listeners will...
They won't be able to resist. Ready? This is from Yahoo News.
Okay.
By Will Lerner. This lady earns more than $9,000 a month by eating food in front of a webcam.
I haven't heard of this.
This is verbatim. Forget that career goal of becoming a software developer. Ignore the article suggesting market research analysis has a good employment option. Odd News is going to tell you about the job Americans were destined to do. Get paid to eat a bunch of food while other people's watch on the internet. Reuters is reporting on the gastronomic voyeurism, a trend growing in popularity in South Korea. Although I'm kind of...
First of all, what the hell? Is this like a sexual fetish thing?
Their explanation's kind of weird. It's like something I don't really quite buy, but let me see if I... 34-year-old Park Seo-yeon used to work for a consulting firm, but has left her job. Why? She's earning more than $9,000 a month to eat on camera. Going by the name The Diva, she sits down to a table of food and eats for up to 3 hours. Her viewers chat with her and send her virtual balloons, which Reuters say translate into cash. So, like, they're buying money.
Like a virtual currency, basically?
Yeah. Well, the balloons were, but then they get transferred into cash.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway. So, what's the deal? The diva thinks it's about enjoying something through someone else. People enjoy the vicarious pleasure with my online show when they can't eat that much, or don't want to eat food at night, or... are on a diet. One of the diva's fans, 26-year-old Park Sun-young, says it's about approximating the feeling of having company. It feels as if though I'm eating that much food with her. I think that's what the show is about. And probably it's comforting for people who eat alone. Apparently, eating alone is something that is happening more and more in South Korea. Reuters points out that within 15 minutes, a third of the nation's population could be comprised of one person households, the fastest rate among developed
50%
countries. No, I think it said one third.
Okay. Wow. Still, that's crazy.
Yes, a third. Why? Yeah, no, she says it's people who, her explanation is people who enjoy vicarious pleasure through others. I've never really like, you know, oh man, I'm getting satisfaction seeing this person enjoy their food.
Yeah, if anything, it's the opposite. It makes me hungry, yeah, and then I
want
to eat.
And then it's like, oh, no, I want. Yeah, if I just saw somebody eating ice cream, it's like.
And this whole phenomenon with like one person households, is that because they're not like going out and socializing as much, or?
Or just.
So let's just presume that the reason that so many one person households are popping up is because they either don't have the drive or don't know how to socialize anymore, to a lesser extent anyway.
I don't know. I don't want to say that people don't know how to socialize anymore, although they are, I think...
It would be paradoxical, because if she's saying it's the reason they watch her is to eat with somebody, then there really is a desire to have company, then they should just go out and get a real person to eat with them.
I don't know. Maybe they're just too busy? I don't know.
But they can watch this chick eat for 3 hours?
Well, she does it for 3 hours. Maybe they only tune in for part of it. And I've watched a video. She, like, describes the food. She, like, shows up to the camera and describes it to the camera.
Oh, so you're watching this too now,
yes,
huh?
Yes,
Are you sending her balloons?
Yeah, I'm sending her balloons. I've sent her 900,000. Matt, I'm actually, this is my way of asking you for help.
Are you living vicariously eating-wise through her?
Yeah, I actually haven't eaten in 3 days. I actually was going to ask, and I can't stop watching her, and I'm about $19,000 in the hole. I was wondering if you could give me a loan. I will almost not pay you back.
Why? So you can spend it on more balloons?
I'm not going to say no, but I won't say yes.
Absolutely not.
And you call yourself a friend.
$19,000? Come on, man. Get yourself together.
Careful, man. She eats food.
So do I. I eat a lot of food. I'm not going to start my own webcam show so people can watch me eat.
Then you can quit your job and make $9,000 a month. That's a lot of money.
Although I feel like, at least I hope,
to work, to Americans... All you have to do is work 3 hours a day and that job is eating?
Yeah, man. I don't know if something like this would work in America. But then again, we have things like Duck Dynasty and... Jersey Shore and Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So
yeah, I guess this could be their own reality television. We've got some. We got some crap over here too.
Their own form of brainless entertainment.
It's like, why do you want to watch a bunch of bearded men bicker over what they're doing in the swamps, even though that's not what they do in their real life?
Yeah, I saw a video that basically deconstructed the whole Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah. It's like even a before picture of them all
like they're all yuppies, like, yeah.
They were rich people who, and then they got approached for this show. It's like, hey, why don't you guys, pretend you're all, you know, you can see
country
this,
bumpkin,
you know, like, you know,
backwoods.
You're billionaires, but you're just like the average country folk. But it's like, even though they're not actually like that.
Yeah.
Television, folks. It's not real.
Not even reality television.
No, yeah, a lot of times it's scripted.
It's
really easy to, like, just because I'm involved in it, it's like I can tell now when it's scripted.
Even
it's like,
yeah, even things that are on channels that before were very documentarian, like History Channel and Discovery Channel, like Pawn Stars, completely scripted. Well,
yeah,
not completely. There are probably some parts that are.
Yeah, but I could tell when, like, there is, you know, like, Chumlee is, I can't
oh,
say
yeah,
being
they,
as that dumb.
They did, yeah, they definitely play up the characters to extremes. And I mean, there's no way that like every person that goes in there is like, hey, you mind waiting like 3 hours so we can fly over this consultant guy who's a friend of mine so we can check this out?
Yeah, I can't imagine that he does that with every item that comes into the shop.
Right.
Yeah.
But.
And there's some that are even more ridiculous. There's like another pawn thing where it's just like Pawn Stars but crank to...
Oh, like what?
I don't know.
The only
like
other
people
show
just
I
yelling at each other and people doing crazy things.
The like... only other show I know of that's very similar to Pawn Stars. Well, there's two that American Pickers, I guess, is kind of similar, and Antique Roadshow.
American Pickers, yeah, because as somebody who is involved in the video world, both in my spare time and professionally, it's like I can see, I know the editing going on in that film. It's like, well, this because of the where the camera's like, you know, it's. Like
all the tricks of the trade.
Somebody walks
you?
Up to a door and it's like, you know, they're like open. You see from the inside the door opens and like, hey, can I ask if I can come? It's like, wait a minute. That means that. Hold on. They came to that door, that house. And was like, hey, can we? You know, everything was all set up and stuff. And this greeting never It was just totally.
So there's no way that could have been set up realistically.
Yeah. Realistically?
Is that just made a new word?
You just made a new word. Realistically.
It's a word to describe. It's an adverb to describe something that's reality TV based. Realistically.
So it's, these aren't reality TV shows aren't realistic. They're realistic.
Realistically.
Yeah.
Or realistical.
Realistical. Yeah. All right, man.
Yes. All right. Hold on. Gonna have to make a mental note of this. I'm coining this term. This is. I hope this catches on.
Yeah, hashtag realistical.
Or hashtag realistically.
And remember to accompany that with hashtag Josh Gates on Flapdoodle.
Or hashtag get Josh Gates on Flapdoodle Forum. A little bit longer.
Yeah, a little more precise. That would comprise your entire tweet, but remember to tweet it to at Josh Gates.
Do not resist the urge to tweet these things.
It is at Josh Gates, right?
I think it is. Or no, it's at Joshua Gates. And if anybody out there knows Josh Gates personally, I don't know what favors you'd have to do, but get him on this show. Please.
So, would you watch a woman eat food? Do you think maybe
not
there
voyeuristically.
Is, yeah, do you think maybe there is some kind of fetishistic element to this, perhaps?
Yeah, I would say so.
Peering in on a woman, throwing her away. Would people watch a dude do this?
It's a good question. I don't think so. Although, yeah, what's his face on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, or whatever it is.
That's not
he
like...
He just goes around eating.
I guess so, but you get to meet the restaurant and stuff, too, and see who this meal is and everything. But then this is just, you're just watching this woman eat?
Somebody at a table or whatever, eating food.
Yeah.
I think it's creepy that people are doing this, honestly. I mean, maybe it's just a culture gap. I can't really understand it, but hey, I'm not one to judge. If people are willingly doing this and nobody's getting hurt, then...
What if she starts eating people?
Then that's a problem. I would hope that doesn't happen. If it does, I would hope it gets investigated.
Well, I think we've run out of steam.
I don't recall any steam being here in the first place.
Well, that's what I got there. Miss $9,000 a month eating late.
She's
I wish that could have
making a lot of money doing this.
Maybe a better conversation about
Luke. Are you rethinking your career?
Culture, but no, I think I'm all. Although I am trying to get people to feel convinced that they want to every week listen to me talk about stuff. So you and I both. Well,
yeah, I mean, hopefully. You can get up to the point where you're making $9,000 a month off of it.
Yeah.
Maybe you should ask her for tips on how to get people to follow you.
She's just going to tell me to eat food.
Wait a second. What if we incorporate virtual balloon currency into the Flapdoodle Forum or Psycho Jellyfish website? Do you think that would get us money?
Yeah. How would this work?
So it's like if you like the show, you can donate like a balloon, which is like $5 to buy.
All right. Is this live? are we like, do we have a...
Get Tom on this.
Do we have YouTube hangout happen up here and people are watching this podcast and then we wait for those balloons to come in?
Sure, let's make it happen.
How many people do you think it'll listen? How many balloons are we going to get? How many are we going to charge for balloons?
Well, let's see. Flapdoodle Forum happens twice a month, and if we were to make $9,000 a month at $5 a balloon, we would probably need about 1,500 balloons. I don't know.
How long would the show be?
Half an hour.
Are we only half an hour? But this woman does it for 3 hours.
We're going to have to be very efficient here. I think we could do it. I
think we could do it? Do you think we should get a bunch of people that we could just swap in and out? Will we just run out of weird news forever?
Weird news is always happening, man. Always.
If you insist, dude.
We'll give it a shot. Stay tuned for the new format of Flapdoodle Forum. Or probably not.
Well, Jellyheads, thanks for listening to this episode of Flapdoodle Forum. As always, we have been your guests. As always, we have been your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
Matt Buckley.
You okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
All right.
I'm fine.
If you enjoyed this episode, may I suggest you hop on over to our website at psychojellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and the podcast app Stitcher. Please rate and review. It really does help our show. And if you're a fan and you want to help spread the madness, give us a like on facebook.com/psychojellyfish or follow us on Twitter @jellycast and share it with your friends. And finally, if your thoughts, words, comments, or questions, or perhaps a strange news story you want to share with us, send it our way at email at psychojellyfish.com. I'll put it in the comments section. And remember, folks,
keep it psycho. Hashtag Josh Gates on Flapdoodle. Josh Gates.